So, like, the first would be Glennie covering Idiotique by Radiohead for Two Streams.
That's right.
All right, okay, Two Streams should feel bad. First, they got their four songs in a full 2 weeks late. You know, at least they posted them then as if they were going to get an assignment, which I think was even the same day that they were due.
Yeah, they're new. Got to come, cut them a little slack.
They don't have anything up on Songfight either. Like, I didn't see anything by them up there. Anyhow, so, I mean, I do want them to submit and I want them to do stuff, but I think they should feel bad about this because they got their stuff in late, and then they didn't end up doing a gift for anybody, despite Glennie recording this excellent version of Idiotique for them. This has a great everything, I thought. It's got slide guitar. You know I love slide guitar. The percussion is great, and that bass line is so wonderfully growly. I thought it was a wonderful vocal performance and vocal layering, and so many good, interesting little touches throughout. It's a wonderful job, and it's like you hear something new each time you listen to the song. I was really impressed by it.
Micah's got to be pleased with the prominent use of acoustic percussion, right? So there's a güiro and a woodblock that I think sounds sort of prominent in the song.
Yeah, I thought that there were many aspects of this song that were excellent. I thought the percussion was great. I thought the slide guitar was great. I have here in my notes, slide guitar, comma, great percussion. I do think it was a bit overstuffed. Like later in the song, there was a bunch of synth stuff and there was just more. It felt kind of kitchen sinky, like let's try this and then let's try this and then let's try this in a way that didn't work for me. But the parts that I liked were super good. I don't really know Radiohead, even though I know lots of people for whom Radiohead is extremely important and who care a lot about Radiohead. And the little bit that I've heard, kind of like I was talking with Flebia's music, that it seems like they're so much into the sound, colors, the timbre, the atmosphere. And I'm listening to it and kind of like, okay, where's the tune? Like what? Where's the melody? And I know that that's not all Radiohead, because we can talk about the other Radiohead song in a little bit. But for this one, that was my feeling listening to the original Radiohead recording of this song, however you pronounce it, Idiotique.
that's an interesting take, Micah, because I don't know if you know this or not, but this is like their first real electronic record. Prior to this, they did a lot of sort of alt-rock slash grunge. And one of the things that Thom Yorke did, or Thom Yorke, I don't know how to pronounce it. I think it's Thom Yorke. One of the things he did is that when he sang the parts for this, he actually spoke them, and then they pitched them to some melody they want. They were actually not focusing on melody at all for this entire album.
Well, there you go. Which album is this from?
This is from Kid A.
Okay. I keep this like, well, you have to listen to OK Computer. You have to listen to In Rainbows. You have to listen to, you know, you have to listen to Amnesiac, even though people are going to say that you're going to hate it, but you have to listen to it. Or, you know, so I hear a lot about Radiohead and I just haven't, you know, it is intimidating when there's a band whose discography is like, you know, how many, I'm sure over a dozen albums, and you're like, you know, you really should know this band. And it's like, where do I even start?
Right. Yeah, I don't really know Radiohead either, but I read the Wikipedia article for this album.
Well, that's usually a good place to start, so.
I also know that this song incorporated two samples from 1970s early computer music pieces. And I think that's where Glennie's, you know, synthesizer section that hits right around the 3 minute mark of the song, I think that's sort of what he's getting at. And I think that's why it all sounds so very early 70s synth during that section. But yeah, I like this cover as well. I really like the contrast between the organic sounds of the güiro and the woodblock mixing with the synth. This is a good cover, and it's just stuffed full of interesting sounds.